10 seconds.
Oh, you were serious.
Always serious. All right. You know what it is? You know who it is? We're back. Another episode of the Thrive AMTAP. Today is episode 34, and it's called What's on Your Feet? So today we're going to be talking about shoes, why they're important, our favorite shoes.
Why they stink.
Mine sure do stink sometimes. Everyone complains in my house, my feet stink. Recently, but I got some odor eaters, you know what it is. So I'm just spraying them, see how it goes. But you're going to see the functional use of shoes, not the, maybe aesthetics actually too. But so we're going to kind of get into just basic overview of what we think of the shoes we wear, recommend to people, and kind of go from there. So anything you want to?
Yeah,
I mean, always just jump right into it.
I appreciate you handing that off. There are a couple things that I want to say. And so I wanted to start by saying this. I'm really excited about this AMTAP podcast in particular, as much talking as possible. What's our time frame again?
18 minutes.
Oh, sorry. Boy. All right, we got to move. But I'm really excited about this AMTAP because oftentimes when we do these AMTAPs, although we always have fun on them, sometimes they're a little bit more serious. So this is a cool opportunity to kind of talk about something that's not maybe as important or, you know, focused. This is a little bit more fun. And so footwear is something that is often considered an accessory, but in fitness, it can serve as a very important role for what it is that you're doing or what you're looking to achieve and how it could play a role in that. So I think this is going to be pretty cool to unpack and talk about.
Yeah, I'm excited. I worked in a shoe store for 5 years, and
5 years?
It was fun, yeah. When I was like 16 till I was like 20.
But I know you worked at Champs. It wasn't Champs the whole time, was it? It was Champs the whole time? I didn't know that.
I worked at Champs for like 5 years.
Oh.
So I was immersed in the shoe
culture. I thought you worked there for 5 months.
No. I was a staple at Champs for a while. All right, first question.
R.I.P.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, not really. I like that place. It was fun.
Because you don't like that.
Oh, yeah. All right. What do shoes have to do with working out? Why are they important to working out? I know you kind of touched on that, but...
Yeah. I mean, this is a pretty broad question. So I think that what I would want to do first is kind of talk about things that we're all familiar with. So we've all gone to some sort of a shoe store or shopped online, and we see categories. Different categories for shoes. So there's running shoes. That's a big one. Then we have cross training shoes. Then we have soccer shoes. We have football shoes. We have basketball shoes, tennis shoes. It goes on and on and on. And so I think that based off of what it is that you are looking to do, and this is the most important thing, what you're looking to do is that would be a good place to start is what am I going to be doing with this footwear? And if you do have any feet issues at all, you know, you probably want to seek out some sort of guidance or assistance on that. That's not what this podcast is about. So while we might say if you're a runner, you might want to look into running sneakers as opposed to basketball shoes, which we'll talk about a little bit later on, that might be something that I have really wide feet or whatever else. We're not going to dive into that too much. There are professionals, podiatrists and stuff like that. Like I said initially, this is just a fun podcast that we're just chatting about some shoes.
You ask your question.
All right, cool. So this is a little bit more personal for Skinny Boy. I want to know your top three favorite sneakers of all time.
Are we asking just fitness or anything?
All time. Yeah,
all right. So
and then why
favorite all time? So my Ultra Boost, my Adidas Ultra Boost, the only thing I don't like about them is I wish they were a little bit more like a Reebok, like flat type. The Ultra Boost are my favorite. If you haven't ever tried Ultra Boost, go try it. It's like walking on clouds. I hear the Nike React is pretty good. There's no Nike React foam, but I'm not the biggest fan of most Nike running sneakers just because...
Is the Ultra Boost a running shoe?
It is.
Okay.
They're putting it in everything now, though. They're putting in a lot of their training. I think they have some of their training shoes. I also have basketball shoes that have Ultra Boost in it. They're one of my favorites. So any of the Ultra Boost, the regular Ultra Boost, favorite basketball shoe is probably the ones I have now, the Harden Volume 3s. They have Ultra Boost all the way through the foot, so they're really comfortable. They have a really nice fit. And then another shoe, my favorite shoe. Probably the ones I'm wearing, actually. The trainers.
Yeah, right?
Reebok Workout TR 2.0s.
Shout out.
Yeah. They're probably one of my favorite shoes because they're really easy to break in. They fit for a wider foot. I don't really have a wider foot, but it's for somebody else if they do have a wider foot. They're just really airy and comfortable to wear. They got a lot of air movement on the inside, which, as I was talking about earlier, helps when your feet stink. So, those are my probably. I mean, there's definitely close seconds and thirds of basketball shoes I've had, because I've had some pretty cool shoes. Like my LeBron All-Star ones were pretty cool. I'm trying to think. There's a pair of shoes I'm forgetting.
Well, I think you got three in there, right?
No, yeah. I don't know. All right, I guess I'll go with the top three.
Cool.
Yeah. You?
Oh, my top three favorite shoes?
Yeah, I got it. Just send it back your way.
Yeah, so there was this pair of Jordans. God, I can't even remember how long ago this was. It was probably before the 2000, like before 2000. It was probably like 98 or something like that.
Shit, oh geez.
And yeah, for real. And I didn't get them the first time around. All I remember is that they were red and black, and they weren't like the retro ones, but they were like a staple Jordan. And I used to love basketball, and I got those. And I think it was probably more just aesthetics than anything else. I was like, dude, I got some Jordans. This is sick.
You would listen. Speaking of aesthetics, like working at Champs, there was guys who would literally stick their foot in something that had no business being in. And it looked like the Exorcist was coming out of the front of their shoe. Their knuckles were just, knuckles on their feet were just pointing out of the shoe. And they'd be walking with a limp, and they'd be like, oh yeah, it fits fine. I'm like, dude, that I know that doesn't fit. And they're like, oh no, I promise it fits. Like, all right, well, whatever. If you want to pay $200 for that, go ahead.
Yeah. But. So that one just, that really stays with me. I had a pair of Adidas Climacools when they first came out, and they blew my mind that I could like have that airiness to the feet. I was like, oh man, this is great. I can run in these and my feet can breathe. And I'm actually going to go with four. Recently, probably like not like in the last couple of weeks, but in the last like year and a half or something like that, I received these Reebok Z print shoes or something like that. And there are a number of them. Z print 3D, I think, is the specific model. And initially when I tried them on, I didn't think I was going to like them. And then I started running them and they blew my freaking mind. I was like, dude, these shoes are sick. And I haven't been able to find another pair since. And then, you know, I'm a huge fan of Reebok Nanos, specifically the 4.0s, and the 6.0s are rapidly climbing the ranks. So, yeah.
Because he hasn't tried on Ultra Boost yet.
Boom.
You gotta try yourself on some Ultra Boost. Promise you they're the best shoes on the planet. Alright, so I guess I actually asked you that. So what shoes in terms of fitness should we be wearing in terms of what we do in this gym?
In this gym, at Thrive Fitness and Wellness, I think that probably any cross training shoe is going to be fine. I'm going to go into something a little bit more specific, and it might not be on most people's radar, I don't think. It wouldn't be on mine, is the heel-to-toe drop. And it's a little bit more difficult to come across, but if you look hard enough, you can acquire that information with a Google search or something like that.
Also have it on the bottom of the shoe information.
Yeah, right. So, but like if you just go to the store and buy the shoe, I wouldn't anticipate even asking the person who's selling you the shoes to know, but maybe they will. Anyway, that's a specific point that I would want to reference when getting cross-training shoes. I think most cross-training shoes are pretty decent these days. I think Reebok and Nike have stepped up a ton thanks to CrossFit. But I would be specifically looking for in what we're doing here at Thrive Fitness and Wellness for some sort of a cross-training shoe that had a 4 millimeter drop. I wouldn't go 8 at all, ever. 6 might be okay. The 0 millimeter drops, meaning there's no drop from heel to toe, is a little bit tough because most of us don't have the ankle mobility to support that. So I think just about any cross-training shoe will do. I would go with something that has a little bit less support so that we can recruit a little bit more heavily through the foot and get the ankle to move a little bit better. But one of the more specific things I'd say is look into that heel-to-toe drop.
Yeah, I had a pair of zero drops, but I just didn't like the shoe.
Yeah.
I didn't end up liking the shoe because they were cheap. Yeah. I forgot the name of the brand. The Boys is what we call them. But yeah, I don't wear them anymore. and zero drops, I definitely, you get a different feel with zero drops. But it's something that, like, I don't know, you don't really notice when you're wearing, like, your shoes or my shoes.
Yeah.
Enough to, like, make me care.
I think most shoes these days are a 6mm or 8mm drop.
Yeah.
So, next question, current favorite workout shoe? I think you already kind of alluded to
actually,
that.
The workout, I like the shoes to wear every day.
Oh.
But I do, like, I like working out in the Nano 8s.
The Nano 8s, you do?
That Eric gave us.
So, oh, wow. All right.
Yeah,
so,
Eric gave me the green and, like, camo ones.
You like those?
The awesome. Base on those?
Yeah.
Is awesome. These are a little, so like I said, these are cool to wear because they're, like, I wouldn't say they're flimsy.
Okay.
But they're, like, loose. And those have a nice base. So, like, when you squat with the Nano 8s, it kind of, like, you get the feel of, like, you get a stable feel as opposed to, like, this where you can, like, feel your foot move sometimes. Like, that kind of helps with the process of, like, keeping everything in check.
Yeah.
And so those I really like. I know everybody hated them, but I kind of like the Nano 5s because they have
for a while.
That same base. It was, like, a more solid base. But, yeah, I'd say probably the 8s and then – or these, the Trainer 2.0s.
Nice.
Depends on how I'm feeling that day. What I'm doing.
Yeah.
What about you? I think it's those, right?
Well, I actually haven't worked out in the 6.0s yet.
I've been wearing
the Nano 4.0s, which I like a lot. I feel like they're pretty versatile. I don't really love running in them, but you can do it. And, you know, they're stable enough, but they have enough mobility or
flexibility. These are nice to run in. These are really nice to run in.
Yeah. I feel like all around, like, having a shoe that has good responsiveness is important to me. And what I mean by responsiveness is that I can feel the ground, but it still also provides some sort of cushion or support for when we hit the ground for running or jumping or something like that.
Yeah. I mean, the shoes that, running shoes aren't terrible. It's just that, like, you also want to find something that's got a stable enough base, because running shoes most of the time are, like, too soft and you can feel, like, the squishiness from side to side. And also, like Derek was talking about with the drop, like, if there's a significant drop from, like, oh, there is a significant drop in most, like, Nikes and runners like that, because the heels are so thick, and that's not really how you're supposed to be walking in general, but it leads you to, like, sit on your toes and put a lot of pressure on your toes, and which obviously is going to, in turn, which we're going to get to in a second, cause knee pain, and, like, transition or pushes you into a position of the squat that you don't necessarily want to be in. I don't have this written down, but I know we were talking about it, so I guess we'll go on to the next question is, like, other types of shoes, like lifters and...
Yeah.
I don't know what other types of... I don't really have experience with that much. I know I had lifters for a little bit, but I didn't really wear them much after you kind of talked me out of it. And then, I guess, like that, like, what's your experience with those?
Yeah, so when I was powerlifting competitively, I somehow came across weightlifting shoes. Weightlifting being for Olympic weightlifting. So this is the clean snatch, clean jerk, stuff like that. And someone had put it on my radar. I was training with a bunch of guys and they all started buying them and they swore by them and stuff like that. So I was like, all right, I guess I'll get them too. People are saying it's going to put weight on my squat, which is really silly in retrospect. You don't just start wearing something and it adds weight to your, it doesn't help you move more weight in your squat. You have to improve your squat mechanics. If you have a shoe that does that, there's going to be a price to pay. And that's what it was. So weightlifting shoes or Olympic weightlifting shoes, they have that heel to toe drop that we were talking about. Some of them are 8mm. I think some of them are 10mm. Some of them are pretty steep. Some of them are a little bit less too. So it depends on where you go. But as I was wearing them, I wore them specifically for the squat. And I actually liked them for the bench press because in the federation that I was competing for, you had to keep your heels planted. So it's nice to have that extended heel. But for squatting, it put a lot of pressure on my knees. So because of what Brandon was just saying, as it puts you in that kind of contrived position, not natural position, those knees start to get into different positions that you might not necessarily be able to cultivate the stability for. And you end up having some repetitive motions that will create some distress on the knee joint. I don't think it's anything to be extremely worried about, but something to have on your radar.
I just don't like lifters for the simple fact that, like, you have to change to put them on. And, like, you just have to, like, I don't know, like, if I'm doing something, I want to be doing it in the most, I guess, functionally relevant way.
Yeah, sure.
Like, I'm not going to be squatting and lifting.
You shouldn't have to change shoes forever then, yeah.
It's always funny seeing the people who have lifters on and belts and all the stuff, and then they got to get ready for a workout. And I remember the other gym I used to go to was that, like, he'd joke around and be like, all right, I'll give you 5 minutes. Go get all the stuff you need to put on, yeah. All the belts and wrist wraps and things like that. But, yeah, I mean, I don't have that much experience with them, like I said, because I never tried. I tried for, like, I don't even know. It might have been, like, 2 or 3 months. And then, like I said, I talked to you, and you kind of talked me out of it. But, like, they do their job for, I guess, some people who have, like, limitations, like, with ankle mobility.
Yeah.
I guess it's a good way to kind of, like, if that's the only way you can safely squat without, like, losing everything, then, like, yeah. But I wouldn't make it a go-to or, like, focus on wearing only those when you squat. I do my best to, like, wear these types of shoes or even flatter shoes. And one of the questions I had next was kind of talking about, like, what about no shoes when working out? Because I've seen that and I've tried that too. But, like, I kind of enjoy that for deadlifting.
Yeah.
I know that was kind of one of your questions too. Kind of just feeling the ground a little bit better.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know.
That's pretty cool stuff. I mean, I've always had a little bit of anxiety when it comes to not wearing shoes and there's weights around and you're dropping stuff and whatever else.
Yeah.
But it's cool. It's cool. I don't do enough of it, honestly. I wish I did more of it. But, you know, I just always feel like at some point in the workout, I'm going to be needing shoes. So kind of the same point that you're saying, like, I don't want to have to, like, take a moment to change out shoes or take off shoes and put shoes back on.
Yeah. That's why I leave my shoes untied. Some stuff.
Ready for anything.
Yeah. Any more questions? Do you have another question?
Can you run in any shoe?
I wouldn't suggest it, but I guess you could. I mean, most of the time, you're just going to, it's going to be about the distance. So, like, you could probably run in basketball shoes or, like, I don't know, other types of workout shoes for a little bit. And then once you reach those higher distances, that's when it's going to start to kick in. I wouldn't recommend it, but, like, if you had to, yeah. These types of shoes are decent for running and, like, I guess shorter distances. Like,
you're talking about cross-training shoes?
Yeah, sorry. Cross-training shoes like Nanos and, like, the Workout TR 2.0s and the 6.0s. They'd probably be better for, like, that 2 to, like, 4 or 5 mile range. I've done it before and it was all right. And then, like, once you get higher range or higher miles and stuff like that, you probably want to get something that's a little bit more impact protected just because it's going to be a lot more. And again, running something I don't have a ton of experience in, but from what I've done, these have worked more than okay for the average runner or the person who's running, like, not avidly.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the same experience that you've had, but, like, in general, when I've wore running shoes, I haven't been the most comfortable in them. And, like, I was just telling him earlier that the Nikes I think I've been wearing have been messing up my hip because I think they put me in, like, a weird position, like, walking all day. And I tried to take them off today, and it kind of feels a little bit better. Sometimes those shoes, it's just, like, the drop with them, it puts you in a weird position all day. And if you're wearing them all day, you're walking with them all day,
yeah.
It affects ankle mobility. It kind of just, like, and from the ground up, the feet obviously are going to be one of the most important things because if we can't create a base, then we're not going to be able to produce force from that base, and we're going to see stuff start to happen. I guess that's a conversation for another time.
Yeah.
That was the 18 minutes. I appreciate you guys for sticking around, and we'll see you next time.
See you guys later. Thank you.
Peace.